Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We are speaking to a congressional candidate in the 17th Congressional District. Charlie Helmick has declared, and he is seeking the Republican nomination in the 2022 election cycle. So first up, you know, just tell us kind of what was the deciding factor to say, hey, I'm going to give this thing a go in 2022?
Well, that was pretty simple for me. It was representation. Every time we elect somebody to go to office, they either go to Springfield or they go to Washington, D.C., and they end up representing their party instead of the people that elected them to go there. And for me, that has always been something that's just got at me. I want representation. I want the person that I vote for to actually represent me. And I've decided that if I get elected, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to represent the people of the district, not the parties, not the leadership, but the people.
In your press release, one of the first things you mentioned was protecting the First and Second Amendments. Can you speak to that?
Oh, absolutely. If you watch any news article today, and you'll find someone that's changing their opinions on something, or if you look at the newspaper, you can't say certain words in colleges anymore. And I think that's just wrong. Everybody has a right to free speech. They have a right to say what they believe and what they want. The Second Amendment's under attack. People have the right to keep and bear arms. It's not just to go hunting. We all know that. And Biden is currently enacting more legislation, and legislation affects legal gun ownership. It doesn't affect the criminal. It doesn't affect those people who go out and do these things. Do we need something to address the psychological effects that the people have, whether it's what PTSD or whatever? Yes, I think that needs to be addressed. The mental state of a person, there needs to be something done with that. But banning firearms and taking them away from people, they ban 50 caliber ammunition they want to. I don't recall any of these mass shooting incidents that happened in America involving a 50 caliber round. Just not that common.
All right. You're running during a midterm and not a general election. Can you compare and contrast that, you know, where your election's not coinciding with a presidential election? It's a midterm. Are there differences between one and the other, you think? And how do you approach that?
Well, I think with a midterm election, I was going to run the last election, but I really got started too late for that to actually take effect, so I had to drop from that. But I think in a midterm election versus a presidential election, there's more emphasis put on the presidential and not so much on the midterm people. I believe I get more response from the general public, if you will. Running without having the distraction of a presidential campaign going on at the same time.
Well, and looking at 2022 and then 2024 as it relates to the Republican Party, do you want or do you favor former President Trump back as the Republican nominee in 2024?
I do. I absolutely do. I think President Trump was an amazing president. Sometimes what he was said was maybe misquoted or maybe not in exactly the context that it should have been taken in. But his overall record as far as what he did for this country, I mean, the man was bringing jobs back to America before he was even seated in office. And now that they Democrat president has taken over. You hear Ford's moving back to Mexico out of Ohio. The border has just gone absolutely bonkers. So, yes, I believe that having a strong-willed president sitting in the White House is a definite plus for our country. And the people that support that kind of a president will also be a huge plus to the strength of our country, our military. It's just it's just favorable to me.
And regardless, I guess, of who else would announce between now and then on the Republican ticket, you're behind former President Trump going forward into 2024.
Yes, well, absolutely I am. I want a strong president. If it's not President Trump, it needs to be a strong president. Biden was saying that all these people were coming to the border because he was a nice guy. No, they're coming because he's a weak president.
You're the first Republican to announce in the 17th congressional district for the 2022 election cycle. Do you expect additional candidates to come forward, and how will you set yourself apart from any potential Republican challenges in the field?
No, I'm sure there'll be challengers in the field. With them redistricting, if I can get that right, I'm absolutely certain that they will. But I believe my background, I mean, Marine, law enforcement, Department of Homeland Security, I believe that record speaks for itself. I'm a strong Republican conservative, and I think I'll stick out because of that.
And you are an interesting story because, you know, you talk about your police background and your military background, Department of Homeland Security. I know you're currently working as an insurance agent and, you know, tried to make a go of it in country music as well. So you're kind of a story, right?
I believe so. I've done so. I mean, my first job, I was 15 years old washing dishes for $2 an hour. I mean, I've been a truck driver. I've been a warehouse manager. I mean, I've covered the basic spectrum of blue collar America. I know what it's like to open a checkbook up and the wife say, don't spend any money on payday because we're broke. I mean, I've lived that. A lot of people that you see in Congress today or the Senate, the center of the House, a lot of those people haven't had that. I mean, I don't know. I've lived that blue collar. I know what it's like. I'm not interested in money, and I'm not interested in power. I'm interested in serving. When the Gulf War broke out, I went down and tried to reenlist, but they wouldn't take me because of a birth defect that was okay with the first time I went through, I guess, but not the second. Service has been what I've been about all of my life, and this will give me the chance to serve again and make a difference and make a change.
And just tell us about, you know, announcing the candidacy here last weekend and kind of now what lies in front of you in terms of, I guess, getting out and traveling the 17th congressional district. What about that?
Well, I wanted to announce early this time because, again, the last election cycle, I waited too long. It took me a while to do, come to the decision to put myself out there, to the people. As a FedEx driver, as I delivered, for Ground for 29 years in four different states, I've traveled 90% of the 17th district. I was your FedEx man. You might not recognize my voice, but you'll recognize my face. I was that guy standing outside your door on Christmas Eve with that crock pot that you ordered. I was that guy. I've been all the way. The only county that I haven't been in, I believe, is Joe Davies County way up on north. But all the other ones, all the way down south, past Burlington, over to Kewaunee. I mean, I've been there. I've been your FedEx man. And you'll recognize me because of that. And hopefully you'll vote for me because you want grassroots. You want somebody from your neighborhood, you want somebody that understands what it is you need.
All right, that's Charlie Helmick. He is the Republican candidate in the 17th Congressional District, the first Republican to announce. He joins us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.